Embarrassed. Yes, indeed, I was embarrassed yesterday. Let me set the scene for you. Last night, I was at a restaurant bar in a local hotel. The reason? My favorite three-person band was playing some fantastic dance music. At one point, nature called, and I needed to visit the men's room. With purpose and determination, I strode toward the restroom sign. As I approached, I spotted an image on one of the doors. Clearly, I told myself, that is not the men's room. Confident in my deduction, I turned toward the other door, knowing, just knowing, it had to be the men's room. I pushed the door open with conviction, and holy cow, a woman stood there looking straight at me. Her eyes met mine. My brain short-circuited. What the hell is going on? I thought. Oh, no. No, no, no. I've walked into the woman's room. My stomach sank. My face burned. I stammered out an apology, dropped my head in shame, and made the fastest U-turn of my life back into the hallway. Outside, I examined the door I had entered, and sure enough, there was a very clear image of a woman on it. But in my rush, I hadn't even glanced at it. I'd been so sure that the other door was the woman's room that I never gave the correct door a second look. Now, there's some lessons learned from this. One, when you need to relieve yourself, approach restrooms casually. Rushing can lead to poor decision-making. Two, take a moment and look at both doors and really look at them. Three, in this modern world of quirky restroom signage, don't rely solely on stick figure drawings. Look for an actual sign that says men or women. But as cringeworthy as this moment was, it somehow got worse. The woman wasn't shocked, upset, or annoyed. Quite the opposite. Her face lit up with a huge, genuine smile. One of those smiles that crinkles the corners of your eyes. She was delighted by the encounter, practically glowing with amusement. And the story doesn't end there. After successfully navigating the correct men's restroom, I returned to the bar. As I walked in, I spotted a table of six people. And there she was, seated among them, still wearing that radiant smile. And oh, it was clear she had told the story. The entire table was grinning, their eyes locked on me as if I were the evening's headline act. Oh my God. As I walked past, I locked eyes with her, and with as much charm and dignity as I could muster, I raised my right index finger to my lips in a universal shh. And then I faced a choice. I could either turn right and rejoin the music and dancing, holding my head high, or I could turn left and make a discreet exit into the cool night air. Listener, I turned left. Bottom line, when it comes to restrooms, choose wisely. And if you do make a mistake, pray that it's empty when you walk in.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.